Bacalo. Father, bless us by your word this morning. Bless us by your Holy Spirit. Prepare our hearts and our minds to hear what you have to say to us this morning. In Yeshua's name, amen. Parsha Bamidbar. Numbers. Numbers. How do they get numbers? Bamidbar means in the wilderness. I think when the translators were doing their job, they concentrated on the census that was taken in the first part of the book and the census that was taken in the last part of the book. But it should be entitled, In the Wilderness. After the children of Israel received the laws at Mount Sinai, they began the journey as described in the book of Exodus. And they were ready to march directly into the land of Canaan. The book of Numbers reveals how the children of Israel became prepared and went through various trials and how they were sinful and not trusting the Lord. Their sinful ways resulted of years of wandering through the harsh wilderness. The book of Numbers concludes with the children of Israel once again at the edge of the land of Canaan, where they received instructions for the conquest of Canaan and the division of the land. As the account of Numbers begins, the Lord organizes Israel into a military camp. Leaving Sinai, they march forth as his conquering army, with the Lord at the head, to establish his kingdom in the promised land in the midst of the nations. Our God is a God of order. Our God is not a God of chaos or of chance. Everything he did for a purpose. Agreed? Amen. Let's look at the text. The Lord said to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year, after the Israelites came out of Egypt, he said, Take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name, one by one. You and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men in Israel 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army. One man from each tribe, each the head of his family, is to help you. The number, as we go through this account, the number adds up to 603,550 men, 20 years of age or older. Can you fathom that number? Just the men, 20 years age or older. This number suggests a possible total population of over 2 million people. That's just an estimate. In the military, our military today, numbers, I believe, about 1.5 million. Now, if you want to, some people will say it's more because they'll also add in, well, all the police officers, all the reserves, but the active military today is about 1.5 million. 603,550 men. I can't even imagine trying to supervise that many people. I mean, I supervised at the peak of my career 65 people. And let me tell you, that was more than a full-time job. I would call it a glorified babysitter, is what I was doing. But I had four people under me that I split up, and they took, so many people each fourth. So the four reported directly to me. They had people under them that reported to them, and that's how we got through this. Because there's no way I'm going to keep track of 65 people. Could you imagine trying to keep track of 2 million. The Lord goes on and tells Moses how to arrange the tribes. I don't have an overhead, but if you bear with me, I do have a printout that shows basically the formation of a cross and how they marched with Levi and the tabernacle in the middle and the tribes set out north, south, east, and west. You can estimate this many people would be like 12 miles by 12 miles. Could you imagine this mass of people from here to Chico in all directions, north, south, east, and west? Must have been pretty intimidating. An organized group of people marching forth as an army. And where they were, you could probably see them coming for a long time. 12 miles. That's mind-boggling. Intimidation as they were marching forth. And that has its place in the military. When you have a well-organized, well-synchronized group marching forth, well-disciplined, it's intimidating. But you also have times when you need armies like Gideon. Gideon used basically shock and awe to take over and to win his battle with the amount of people that he had. It was almost like the very first guerrilla warfare, you know. So there's a place for both. There's a time for both. But I can't even imagine the logistics that would have been required to get over 2 million people organized, along with their cattle, along with the sheep. Unbelievable. Why? Did not know, or did not God know how many people he had? Of course he did. I think it was more for Moses' benefit as well as the people himself. Imagine the excitement. The Israelites have been camped at Mount Sinai for over a year now. They've got the law, they've been prepared, they've prepared the tabernacle, they're ready to go. They're ready to leave and set out to possess the promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey. They're ready. But we know what happens the first time when they come. When God shows us what he has for us, how do we respond? It's too hard, Lord. I don't want to go to Moody. I don't want to go to Chicago. Don't send me to Africa. It's too hard. Lord, there's giants in the land. Do we trust God? I hope you do. Shabbat shalom.